This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here if you want to take control of the airwaves. You can do that. We've been talking about internet censorship, which led into a discussion about libertarians flipping and being not libertarian anymore. With you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
Plus, we can still talk about Venezuela. Also, magic mushrooms. There's some good news on the medical front there. But first, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. We go to Dodger. He's on the line in Michigan, listening online. Go ahead, Dodger.
Yes. Now, I just kind of wanted to weigh in a little bit on what you guys were talking about last hour, if you guys wanted to recap about libertarians flipping. Specifically, I kind of wanted to address something that Chris was saying, that he's a little skeptical of people that I guess weren't libertarians to begin with. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Chris, but it's kind of what I caught. Now me, I can tell you that my realization of libertarianism, it came, let's just say in 2008, I'm in my mid-30s. In 2008, I was a hardcore supporter of Obama. And I say that kind of cringing because in hindsight, see, what I always cared about was, I guess, the social side of things. I just didn't realize that you can't have social freedom without economic freedom. And, so, and I didn't realize that until, actually, I used to be like a hardcore troll for all of these right-wing shows, and I thought I was listening to a right-wing show one night, and come to find out, it was a delayed broadcast of Free Talk Live that actually aired in my area for a while. And I started listening, and I'm like...
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, it started out, there was a guy, Neil Bortz, who was on for a while where he's libertarian-ish.
Ish.
And
yeah.
Ish, yeah. Yeah. But he said something, one morning, his show when he was on, he was in the mornings, that made sense to me. He said, why the hell do I care what my neighbor's doing as long as it's not hurting me? And that just kind of, it kind of resonated with me. And then, you know, I heard Free Talk Live and it's like, wow, these ideas I always agreed with, because even though I was a hardcore, well, what I thought was a hardcore leftist, I always still believed in like gun freedom and, you know, all of that stuff. It's like, well, am I really a liberal or not?
But isn't that more of a realization of what you are rather than a switch?
Yeah, and I think that's probably really what it was, is, and then, you know, I start hearing these ideas, and of course, I got libertarian light from Neil Bortz, and then I got hardcore libertarianism when I first heard Free Talk Live, and actually the very first time
Dodger, which station you heard us on? Just curious.
It was, it would have been one of two. It would have either been WKZO or WKMI. They were on delayed.
Yep.
It was delayed back then.
Kalamazoo.
At either rate. Yeah, Kalamazoo, yep. Yes.
KZO. We were on KZO back in the day. Great, yeah. Great station. I wish they still had us. But I love these stories, man. I love it when we hear about people finding a better fit, right? So this is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's always felt this way, and then we put words to it that made it clear that, oh, well, maybe I was just sort of in the wrong category. This is
right.
What I've always believed, and this better describes it, even though categories aren't necessarily the best thing in the world. But
well, yeah. And,
well,
I
can tell you exactly when I started listening to you guys. It was when the Edward Snowden thing was going on.
Oh, okay. So five years ago.
That's the first time. Yeah, that was the first time I ever heard you guys, and it was like it just kind of hit me. It's like, Well, I did my own research, and, speaking of people that flip, I used to think that Glenn Jacobs was really principled, and then I heard his, victory speech when he won the mayoral thing, and he was all about Republican.
Well, he ran as a Republican. Blocking. I mean, I doubt Glenn Jacobs has become less principled. I'm not going to say anything about him flipping anyway.
Well, yeah,
I guess we'll
see once he actually becomes a mayor, because right now he's just mayor-elect. But at either rate, yeah, it's for me, you know, I think it's something I always was. I just didn't, you know, I was getting all of my information from the left-wing media, and so they were clumping in, you know, libertarians with all of these other people, and they just called them all libertarians. I'm all libertarians bad, libertarians bad, libertarians bad. And then I actually heard the non-aggression principle. I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. I mean,
but don't most people at some level agree with the non-aggression principle? I mean, that's how most people live their lives.
They
right?
will, but most people believe in it, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
yeah.
that, but. And then they come up with all of these reasons why non-aggression doesn't actually work. But yet, if you show them the practical application of, all right, so every day you have probably dozens of interactions with other people, and you never once think about, you know, trying to bring in some cop
yeah.
to make them do what you want them to do. You go
right.
to McDonald's and you hand them money and they hand you food.
Or
at no point during that interaction do you think, I need to bring in cops.
Right. You're trying to persuade people in life. You're trying to convince them to
right.
buy your product or join your religion or whatever. Go ahead.
But, I guess it was my realization that once you advocate the force to get your own way, you know, yeah, I'm not physically going out and dragging drug dealers to jail, but I'm, you know, there's somebody advocating for doing that, or actually, you know, any of these victimless crimes, it's, I just realized that, I guess one day it just kind of hit me, like, I guess I always believed this way, I just never realized that it was an option.
Dodger, I want to thank you for calling and sharing your story with us. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi.
Hey there.
Listen, I you know, I'm on the same page with you guys and the gentleman that was just speaking. I never, ever really, I mean, I went into a kindergarten when I was 4 years old in Cleveland. And when I went there, I was confronted with authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was distasteful to me at four.
I remember them washing people's mouths out with soap in preschool.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's exactly the it's like, and you know, my thoughts have evolved, of course, in the last 63 years that I've been alive. I have come to the conclusion that the people that operate this way, you know, the authoritarians, the coercers, the, you know, shall I say tyrants, in most cases, that those people are actually suffering from a lack of actually advancing in their own mindset and control function, and you know, basically they're stuck in a place that has them back, you know, because when you're a kid, you still fight, you know, some of us were all trained also to use punishment, to, you know, coerce us to behave better.
And I think a lot of it is the sort of the cycle of abuse. Bad Slave, thank you for the call tonight. Where even if you're born free, and if you believe that you're born free, right. You're born believing these things, that eventually enough abuse happens to you from these authoritarians, these people who believe in violence, that you start acting like them and acting that out. But we can continue the discussion coming up.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Good news on the magic mushroom front, plus Venezuela. We can cover all of those things if we get the chance. But, of course, your calls and thoughts will put you on the air about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about natural libertarians, for lack of a better term. People who were born that way. And I wonder, you know, to myself, I remember there's like an Ernie Hancock quote, or Ernest Hancock's the host of Declare Your Independence, where he talks about there's two kinds of people in the world, the people who don't want to be told what to do and the people who want to tell other people what to do. And I wonder if there's a third type of person, the type of person who wants to be told what to do. I mean, those people definitely exist.
Certainly.
So I have to
wonder. I would even say that within liberty circles, there are people that want a leader, and I'm using air quotes there, but they want sort of a benevolent leader that they'll let me do what I want, but there are other people that are bad, and they are the ones that really need to be controlled.
But leadership, you know, leadership isn't really the problem. That's not really what somebody who's a libertarian probably or of that philosophy kind of dislikes. It's being told what to do. It's more like being told what to do, you know?
Involuntarily.
Like, yeah, right. And being forced to do something as opposed to participating in something.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a good leader, they're going to invite you to participate. They're not going to force you.
Correct. The leader shows the way by leading the way, leading by example.
Ah, yes. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So I do wonder, you know, I do find myself wondering, are these people that way by nature? You know, are people born wanting to be authoritarian? Are they born libertarian? Are they born, you know, wanting to be told what to do? Or is some of that developed over environment and parents?
And I think there's probably also some Venn diagram overlap here of the people that want to be told what to do are also the people that want to tell others what to do.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. I'm just asking, you know, openly asking if you want to comment.
Whenever there are any number of conversations, there's always going to be somebody that they're so used to everything being centrally planned in their life, asterisks, except for, you know, the vast majority of their day-to-day life that is not being controlled by some central authority. But they think, well, if the libertarians take over and they get rid of this government entity and that government entity, then who would wind up doing fill-in-the-blank thing?
You know, the crazy thing is there's nothing that says you can't have organizations within the, you know, have this philosophy and still have organizations to do those types of things. It's just not being forced on anybody.
Right, and if it's not being forced, then that means it's not being centrally planned. So there's not one person saying, this is who builds the roads, this is who delivers the mail, this is who bakes the pizza.
Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Asterisk that. I saw you up all night playing games, Ian, and now you're dragging a little bit, aren't you?
No, I wasn't up all night playing games. I was up for an hour playing games last night, but it was late.
Yeah.
You're referring to our Twitch channel, twitch.lrn.fm.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you sounded a little tired, and then I looked at your camera, and you, for the minute I looked at it, you happened to be yawning.
Okay,
anyway,
well, thanks for the analysis. What's your call about?
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. On what you're talking about, actually, I'm calling on what you were talking about earlier before you changed topics. You were talking about government censorship, and I wanted to share the thing that I think that you missed. You probably know it, but you didn't speak it. You're talking about government censorship, and non-government entities are just as much involved in that censorship as the government entities. So you agree with that or disagree?
Well, sure. I mean, there's, like, I'm sure you will give an example, radio stations or television stations or whatever other, you know, licensed, government-licensed agencies preventing certain viewpoints from getting on
the air. I think
he's
talking more like YouTube and...
No, I know.
No,
he's gonna
I know exactly what he's talking about. And there are people that will come up with this sort of thing whenever somebody gets fired from NPR, that their First Amendment rights are being infringed. Well, NPR's never given me money. Are they infringing on my First Amendment rights?
Let's talk about Facebook. You're correct. I can drag any entity into it, including the ones you're thinking of and the ones you're not thinking of. But to avoid labeling David Olson, let's pick on something that you would pick on. Let's pick on Facebook. Here's something I bet you didn't know. When people get blocked, there's various different ways. The company itself, like Facebook or any other, they can block you. The user that has an account, they can block you, mm-hmm. Et cetera, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're probably not familiar that I discovered, by using the things that we're mentioning, Facebook, trying to make a comment on a Facebook Live that was going on. So mm-hmm. in the context of Facebook Live involving a guy who just lost, Jeff Apodaca in the state of New Mexico. His father was the governor. Now the son is trying to be governor, but he lost in the primary. And okay. So after he loses in the primary, now he's on the radio station. So there we bring in the radio. And in addition to the radio, he's doing a 1 hour thing once a week with the enemy station. And they're brought to, and New Mexico Democrats for Democracy, that on their mission statement page, whatever, say that they want to reach across the aisle, they want all voices to be heard, and all that happy horse blank.
Uh-huh.
So then the first thing that they do is block my voice the second that I criticize what they're doing, even though they're against that. Now, here's what you
didn't
know.
So they blocked you on Facebook and on the air?
Exactly. Uh-huh. They blocked me moment one. My very first contact with this political organization who has hired the dynasty, the Apodaca New Mexico dynasty, to represent them on the air and elsewhere. The very first thing I said to them in that forum was, is there a moderator here? Because I wanted to ask a question pertaining to that I had criticisms, and I was afraid that they were going to block me if I simply criticized without clearing it with them first.
But they blocked you for just asking if there was a moderator?
Yes.
I guess that answered the question.
Thanks for the call, David. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So frustrating, right, when you he was told that everybody's welcome and then he's not welcome. I can totally understand that frustration. Obviously, they're liars, right?
Yeah,
they're BSing.
Right.
They want to appear as though they're these welcoming...
Well, by everybody, we didn't mean you.
Yeah. So they want to make it... Right. They want to make it appear as though they're being inclusive when, in fact, they're excluding the most critical voices. And that's because a good critic is going to ask tough questions that they probably won't have answers for, and they don't want to be caught with their pants down.
Right.
And that's, you know, the truth. That's true with all these talk shows as well, where it's not open phones on most talk shows, where you must agree with the host in order to get on the air. You can't be a contrarian. You can't be dissenting. You can't disagree with the host. And so that same sort of mentality goes on these other platforms like Facebook, which is why it's important to cultivate alternatives to these big platforms. And let's talk a little bit about Mastodon coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Senator John McCain's family issued a statement Friday saying the senator, who turns 82 next week, is discontinuing treatment of his aggressive brain cancer. His fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake spoke to KNXV in Phoenix about a phone call with McCain's family.
They've had a lot of time to think about this and spend time with him, and that's been wonderful. I can tell you what a sweet, wonderful family he has.
The family says the senator has surpassed expectations for survival from his diagnosis more than a year ago, but the progress of the disease and advance of age rendered their verdict. Hurricane Lane still powering towards Hawaii, causing lots of wind and rainfall in spots. This woman's family is staying at a hotel in Waikiki, visiting from Melbourne, Australia.
They told us to prepare with extra food and water for the next 24 to 48 hours. Watch your little ones.
Maui is still dry, and officials there have their hands full with a brush fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. We got good news on the way about magic mushrooms. Maybe we can talk about Venezuela as well. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I do want to let you know about AnyPay. You go to anypay.global. If you are in retail, this is for you. If you operate a retail business, you're a manager, you're an owner, and you want to be able to take cryptocurrency at the point of sale, AnyPay makes it super easy. If you've already got a tablet at your point of sale, you're almost done. You just go to anypay.global, you create your account, username, password, you're in. There's no application fee, there's no application process, there's no paperwork, there's no government involvement. You just get your account, then you put your crypto addresses in on the setup page, and you load the app on the point of sale device. That's it. Now you're accepting Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, and some others. AnyPay.global, go there and get started tonight. AnyPay.global.
Super easy. I used it twice today to pay for various things.
I used it once myself. Yep. It's great. I'm sorry, Chris. I accidentally had you muted. So try that again.
Did I hear you say Zencash?
No, Zcash.
Oh, Zcash.
But
oh,
I hear they're Zcash. Working on Zen. I hear they're working okay. on Zen. Now, when that will be available, I don't know. It's one of those things when it's done is when it'll be available.
Zcash is still interesting to me. Is it still based on Zerocoin?
Right, the zero-knowledge anonymity. I haven't tested Zcash recently, so I don't know what status it is, but I presume since it's in the ad copy that it's hopefully working. Bitcoin Cash is not working right now. They're working on that in the behind the scenes, so hopefully that'll be sometime, I'm hoping, this fall. But we'll keep you in the loop. As new cryptos are announced for AnyPay, we'll let you know when that happens here. Go to anypay.global and check that out. All right, so the toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. I mentioned decentralization. We talked earlier, Chris, you given an example of how you decentralize your video serving, meaning that it's not that it's completely decentralized. It's still centralized on your
server.
You're
running a server.
It's not when I am using the word decentralized within this context, it's basically not being hosted by an entity.
The powers that be.
Yeah, who controls it is what I'm talking about. And
is there a better word for that? Like,
yeah, I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, because decentralization would mean that it's on a bunch of servers. If it's running from your server, then you're hosting your content. You're not relying on a third-party distributor.
It's still a third-party. It's not. That's still not even really true because we're still relying on a host of some kind. Now, the thing is, it's more about the control of that host. So if that host says...
You're not going through AlphaGoog.
If we won't, if the host says, we won't, you know, do business with you anymore, well, I can set up another host. But you can't do that with YouTube, right? So,
correct.
And that's what it comes down to.
I wonder, there's got to be a term for this, right? Like deplatforming or
self-hosted, I suppose.
Independently hosted. Maybe independently
hosted.
Mm-hmm. Instead of like mega corporate hosted or whatever.
Yeah, and if you did something like, was a library or I'm trying to think what are some of the other ones.
Libraries.
Now that would be decentralized.
That's decentralized media.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you can't really do live streaming through any kind of decentralized
And that's exactly
way.
Why we haven't, no, that's actually not entirely true either. At least it shouldn't be. So
you can't live stream through Library because Library runs on a blockchain and you can't live stream through a blockchain.
So not Library.
I don't know if it's entirely run on a blockchain. I think there's some other media distribution system that they have.
There are some platforms that you can, like spee.ch, you can upload a video to, and then that somehow gets put onto the thing, and it's very complicated, and people want to say that, like, it's all on a blockchain.
Yeah, it's not.
But if it's on a blockchain, you can't live stream video through a blockchain because of how long it takes for the block to confirm, and then the amount of data.
I'm telling you, it's not on a blockchain. I've talked to them about this, but you're correct. You can't do what you're saying there.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense to me either.
Right, and there are people that just love to, especially in the tech industry, they love to throw out the word blockchain. We're going to put fill in the blank on a blockchain.
Blockchain's a ledger. It's a distributed ledger, and it's good for certain things. But live streaming is not one of those things.
Did come out with a solution for decentralized live streaming.
Really?
It failed in the marketplace, unfortunately. And it no longer exists.
Yeah.
I don't know if
maybe
you can
we'll
download the source code and like build it and make it work, but it did exist. Unfortunately, BitTorrent, I'm not 100% sure if all the code was released that would be needed in order to like fork it. But yeah, so theoretically it can be done.
It would be difficult.
There's still going to be a central. There's still going to be a server or some sort of computer that then streams. But the reason it's decentralized is because you're not relying on a centralized host.
Mm-hmm.
So you're relying on other users to basically duplicate that content in terms of bandwidth.
Yeah. The problem there, of course, is different users are going to be in different places in the world and at different, you know, bandwidths, and there will be different latencies involved, and it could be very difficult to piece together a live video feed.
So there is actually a solution to that, too, which partially relies on centralizing it. But at a lower bandwidth rate, so lower quality video, it can be done entirely independently of any kind of centralization. Mm-hmm. But when you add in servers of your own then that are much faster, then all of a sudden you can get the 1080p and so forth.
I believe that what you're saying is technically possible, but like you said, it's just not present.
Then the reason
it's
lower
the
bandwidth is because of the upload bandwidth on your average user's stream is lower. So I might have 20 megabits a second downstream, but most cases I'll only had maybe a megabit upstream, and that's not going to give somebody enough bandwidth within that, you know, decentralized network to have high quality.
But if you go to one of these torrent sites and you search for something that's not necessarily the most popular thing, there might not even be that many people seeding the thing, and then it takes a really long time to download. So if Correct. You've got somebody trying to do a live stream of something that's not a popular show, there's not going to be enough people that are seeing
okay,
that.
So back up a moment. You don't unless if it's not a popular show, then you don't need the bandwidth, so it's not even an issue.
But you still need to have somebody seating the thing.
We're
and
talking
if nobody
about the
is
idea
seating
of decentralized
the thing.
Well, there's going to be one seat. As soon as you have other people watching the show, they're also becoming seeds automatically. It's not like BitTorrent in that you don't have to seed. In these types of technologies, the users always seed. So.
I see what you're saying. He's saying the live viewers would be the seeds
they
that
would
are
be
watching.
Okay.
That are watching live.
Yeah.
So then you'd have sort of like a daisy chain effect where mm-hmm. some viewers are seeing it a little bit later on because the first
slightly.
Viewers are sort of retransmitting
but
that.
That's actually the case. Even with a self-hosted solution, it's going to be slightly delayed.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
Right, there's always going to be a little bit of a delay, like 2 seconds, 5 seconds, etc.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us, you can. The reason I brought it up, though, was to mention this thing called Mastodon, which has gotten some discussion on the air here on Free Talk Live over the last several weeks. And you had mentioned that you guys had a server that you guys put up over at Think Penguin, just for a private server for you and Bob. I took a look at that and I'm like, oh God, do I really want to start up my own, should Free Talk Live launch one of these servers? Was kind of what I was thinking, right? Like, cause I like the idea.
It would be good if you want to encourage people to use it.
Of decentralizing, social media, right? Cause that's what Mastodon does is it takes sort of the Twitter format of a relatively short post. I think their limit's 500 characters with, Mastodon, which is more than Twitter actually allows, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Short posts. Well, right. One of the differences between Twitter and Facebook is Twitters are shorter. Tweets are shorter. And so to have the tagging where you do the at symbol in the person's name, to have the hashtags where you put words with a pound symbol in front of it, and people can search that stuff. So they've completely aped Twitter. Like they've knocked off Twitter. And they've done a good job of it. It looks good. It's a nice, easy to use system. Like it's slick. I was impressed with it. Because I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to start a server? Because then we got to deal with moderation, and I really didn't want to do it. And at the same time, I really wasn't ready to start one. Or to even join somebody else's server. But then I saw that somebody started one for libertarians, and I thought, you know what? All right, I'll jump on this person's server, and we'll try this out. We'll see how Mastodon works. And so I've done it. There's a Free Talk Live channel, so you can follow the Free Talk Live posts about, whatever things that they're posting over on the Facebook page, because I've got it set up to where it auto-posts over to Mastodon. So you can go to our Mastodon feed at toot.freetalklive.com, T-O-O-T, because they call them toots instead of tweets.
Yeah.
Toot.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our feed and sign you up for it. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one unsatisfied customer had to say about Heart-to-Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart-Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Here in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you dial in, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Discord as well. You can join us on the Discord server, discord.lrn.fm. People are chatting in there during the show, and they will usually chat after and before and 24 hours. There's people in and out of that server, and there's voice chat rooms. There's also text chat on various different topics, not just Free Talk Live, but cryptocurrency, video games, other stuff. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And we were just talking about Mastodon, which is a...
decentralized?
Yeah, we didn't really focus on the decentralized aspect, I don't think, in the last segment.
Federated.
I think it's important to point that out. Federated's probably a new term for some people. Can you describe what that means?
I think it just means it's you're connected to multiple different others. Parties, basically.
Correct. So it's decentralized. So Mastodon is a replacement for Twitter. And, of course, a lot of people know that Twitter's been banning. Ban happy, right? Like, oh, Twitter doesn't like something you said. You're done. Or banned for 7 days or whatever the arbitrary time limit
right.
is. And so that's driving people away from that platform. They want to find something where they're not going to be censored. And this Mastodon platform is, from what I can tell, the best alternative out there. To it,
yeah.
Wherein it's decentralized, meaning that anybody can run a server, and it's federated, meaning that those servers are connected to one another, sort of like in the same way for those maybe.
So is this kind of like the Diaspora thing, only somehow different?
I don't know how that works.
I think Diaspora was more like Facebook, as opposed to this being more like Twitter.
Right, but
Was Diaspora decentralized, though?
Yeah. Diaspora was supposedly decentralized and federated, but there were a bunch of problems with people on one server actually being able to interact with people on other servers.
Meaning they couldn't interact, but they wanted to?
In a lot of cases, they couldn't. And like it was,
sounds like a nightmare.
It was clunky, and it was garbage.
I wouldn't call this either of those things.
Garbage.
I would call this slick. I would call it smooth. It looks good. It definitely
And what about GNU Social? That was something that was trying to take off.
I hadn't heard about that until last night.
I have heard of it. I do know what GNU Social is roughly, but I've never really used it.
I looked at their server, their test server, and it looked crappy.
That was also distributed, federated. Mm-hmm. One of the ones that I used was Quitter.no. I used Quitter.no because I knew some people that had used that, and they were trying to promote that as a Twitter alternative. And then it never really took off, and I just happened to have been reminded of the website recently and went to take a look. How long has it been since I actually used this thing? It had been about 2 years. Mm. And at the top of the page, a big giant thing that says Quitter.no is shutting down September 5th.
Bummer.
So something people have to remember is that a lot of these technologies have a there's a precursor to them. So GNU Social is sort of the precursor. It's been around, I think, a lot longer, and it's not based off of the modern, you know, all the fancy stuff. And that's probably what we're seeing. And there hasn't really been a huge community of people outside of the free software community that's even bothered to try a lot of these services.
Right.
But now that we're seeing more censorship on all these different platforms, from Twitter to YouTube, people are looking into these newer versions.
The censorship is definitely driving interest.
And so you're seeing people move to Mastodon. You're seeing more technical people actually adopt it, and not just the free software people. And so you're seeing people like you, Ian, where you've actually heard of it. I mean, I only recently have gotten on board with Mastodon and really had a chance to try it, and I'm not a social person, networking person at all. Look, the only things I really do are like Slashdot, and I'm an anonymous coward, guys. I don't even have an account. So, if I'm looking into it and I'm saying it's good,
I'm saying it's good.
Yeah, you're probably gonna like it, I think.
Yeah, I signed up accounts for myself personally, and I followed your account on your server.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then I've got the Free Talk Live account. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com. Yep. T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. There's one for Freekeen that I created. There's one for LRN.fm. So basically, all the ones that had Twitters before, I've linked up now.
We're not totally integrated with freemencrypted.com, but we do have, whenever I make a post, it does automatically toot.
So you already are doing
it. Yeah. So to some level, it's integrated now.
I found an article from a website called hackernoon.com from about a year ago saying Mastodon is dead in the water.
Definitely not.
And hold on. So there's a fairly lengthy article, but skipping down to the end, he addresses what he refers to as the elephant in the room.
Which is their icon. They've got the elephant icon.
He says the foremost problem is that federation is a lie. He says the benefits described above, and he describes how Mastodon is supposed to work. He says if you send a message to anyone at username at custom.website, it will be delivered to them. But if at custom.website is a domain that Mastodon.social deems inappropriate, replies from that user on that domain do not show up in your notification or your feed unless you have already followed that person. Additionally,
that's not uncommon. That's not uncommon as far as Twitter is concerned.
So, but
you can't do a direct message with somebody unless you follow them.
Isn't saying a direct message. This is saying if you post a thing. So on Twitter, I can tag somebody in a tweet if I'm not following them.
Yeah.
They can respond to that tweet, and I get a notification.
Mm-hmm.
This is saying you will not get notifications if they respond to your thing where you have tagged
unless
them.
You follow them?
Unless you have followed them. It also says that you will not see any responses from their friends unless you were following their friends.
Okay. I don't really want to see that anyway.
But one of the things I think...
But maybe it's part of a conversation where you and Chris are chiming and Chris is responding to something and you have no clue what he's responding to. You would like to see what he's responding to.
So I think what people have to remember is that, yes, there is censorship that can be enabled and enacted essentially within your group of friends, so to speak. But if you don't like that censorship, you can move to a different server or set up your own server and not have that censorship.
But what about the problem here that he's describing of you don't see the full conversation in a thread?
Have you ever seen Twitter? It's so hard to see a full conversation on Twitter. Twitter is awful at trying to figure out what the hell's already been said in a conversation. Half the time, I cannot see what's actually going on when somebody does a reply. It's so confusing and so Byzantine to try to understand what was going on in a conversation on Twitter. So if it's about the same as Twitter, then they've done a good job as you know, as far as knocking off Twitter. Is it a perfect platform? I doubt it. But you know, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
But please, if you want to continue with whatever the critique is.
Continuing on, and again, I've not read this entire thing. I'm just scrolling through and trying to...
And they're saying that's if Mastodon blocks a particular server is the only way it will behave this way.
No, he's saying that if the server has deemed something inappropriate content...
He said if Mastodon.social has blocked a server as inappropriate content, then it behaves in the way you're describing.
That's assuming that you're on
also
that server.
He also says that you will not see, regardless of whether Mastodon has said, you're inappropriate, if you tag Chris in a post and you're having a conversation with Chris, any of Chris's friends that are commenting on the thing, you will not see their comments at all.
That's your interpretation of what he's saying. But that's not necessarily, I mean, we have not tried that, right? So we don't really know for sure if that's what he's actually saying.
I mean, yeah.
Right, so he's making it sound like the Federation is broken to where if you can't actually have actual conversations with people unless you have accounts on every server, then it seems like it might be broken.
Yeah,
no?
I don't know about that. Like I said, I haven't tested it. I haven't
seen any issues with it. Like from,
but we may not have tried what exactly he's talking about.
I mean,
so
maybe,
if you want to create an account, Daryl, me and Chris can have a conversation
I think I understand what he's getting at and we're trying to say. And I don't think that's an issue. It's only if. So it's like if you can have. It's the whole Nazi thing, kind of. So if there's a group of Nazis and they set up their own servers and they connect their servers to you. And those servers don't like your server or your group, they can not federate with you, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, of course.
But what about the... Let's say that you and Ian are having a conversation, and I'm following you, but I'm not following Ian, and I take part in the conversation, Ian not seeing any of my responses, and then getting confused about what you're responding to when you respond to me.
It's getting a little too confusing to even understand this on the air, Daryl, so we're just going to move on. But if you want to test this off the air, we're certainly, you know, happy. I'm sure you and I would be happy to test it with Daryl and see exactly. Maybe you could go sign up on a Nazi server or something like that.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with Nazi servers.
Does Chris Grant have a server yet for his...
I'm joking. I'm saying maybe you could sign up on, like, one of the normal servers, and then we'll be on different servers, and we can see if that stuff works. But otherwise... And
I don't really want to be a beta tester.
Well, you're the one here critiquing it, so we should probably see if what you're saying is actually true so we can report back to our listeners who heard this conversation at a later time, maybe next week. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.